While Joe Biden celebrated his win in the South Carolina primary in Columbia, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was at the University Hilton in Charlotte Saturday, speaking at a fundraiser for the state Democratic Party. He was also joined there by Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
After sitting out the first four contests, Bloomberg will be on the ballot in 14 states on Tuesday, including North Carolina. In a 15-minute speech, Bloomberg criticized President Trump for his response to the coronavirus, including the president's claim Friday in South Carolina that Democrats are politicizing the issue.
He even said that he thought it was a Democratic hoax. The president we know is not a scientist, and that's a nice way to put it. He doesn't even believe in science.
The billionaire said the stock market dropped this week, in part
because investors have no confidence that this president is capable of managing the crisis.
Much of Bloomberg's speech was about his efforts as mayor and as a philanthropist to fight climate change and lower gun violence. He said his fortune is an asset and acknowledged that his debating skills are not.
If you want a debater, you got the wrong guy here.
Bloomberg has invested heavily in North Carolina. He opened his first field office nationwide in Charlotte, and he has 9 other offices in the state and 125 paid staff. Amy Klobuchar spoke after finishing 6th in the South Carolina primary. Her best finish in the first 4 contests was 3rd in New Hampshire. The Minnesota senator gave no indication she's dropping out, but her speech ended with a plea for Democrats to unite.
No matter what happens, when we head into that convention in Milwaukee, we have a mission. In the words of my friend John McCain, the last thing he showed me, the last time I saw him before he died when he was in his ranch, he showed me the words that said, "There is nothing more liberating than fighting for a cause larger than yourself."
The state party's blue celebration also featured Governor Roy Cooper and other Democratic candidates. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.